Good morning. We're continuing with the Chayyodim, Klal, Lamed, Simen Dalad. Because Yom Recha Azan HaKadosh, he said that you should say Yisburach B'kol Kochai. But to learn B'kol Chabonosu U'B'kol Evorov. So B'kol Kochai means that a person should be totally focused when he says it. And he should say B'kol Evorov. Now some understand that to mean a person should say it quite loud. And that's how Tosis language sounds like. You say it b'kol kochai with all of your physical strength, and then also with all of your emotional and mental strength, your focus, and your loud and saying it loud. The Chayyodim disagrees. Ratzel armer shirmena b'chol lev v'nefesh, v'loke rak kemoitzis b'sosav v'liboy b'al imoy. It has to be that the person, the body is saying it intensely. And the mind is saying it intensely. A person is saying it with intense commitment and understanding. However, you should not say it very loud. Why is that? You should not say it louder than the one who is saying Kaddish. That the person who is saying Amen should not say it louder than the Mavorach, because it says, Gadu Lashem iti, Unarema Mashmo Yaktov, let's be, give praise to Kadosh Baruch Hu with me, not louder than me. So when I'm giving praise to Kadosh Baruch Hu, who's saying a bracha, you should join me. So your Amen should be the same loudness as what I'm saying, but not louder. Betamza Yesh Lahazu Lakur Besefer Torah, Sha'an Amen Mekol, Sha'yabia Kadu Yosem Mavorach. Similarly, when a person is laning, so the person gets an aliyah, the person who gets an aliyah says the bracha, and then the Baal Kari says, Amen! And he starts laning. Well, he's saying his Amen many times much louder than the person who said the bracha. So he points out that that's not appropriate. The Mishabura points out there's an exception. If the reason why I'm saying Amen loudly is not to sort of like trump you and be louder than you, but rather is to call attention to the fact that a bracha was said over here and everybody should answer Amen. I'm calling attention to what just happened, so then it's permitted to say it louder. So the Chayyodim would agree in that case that if the person is doing it not to be Magbiya Kala Yosame or Marakadish, that is acceptable. And then we pointed out that the Magamarim says that you listen from the shots all the way to the end of the paragraph, and then you say Amen at the end of the paragraph. So this is the way the Chayyodim understands it. Now, it's appropriate, I think, at this point to actually explain what exactly do the words of Yeheshmer Rabbe Mevorach Lolam Olomei Omayo mean. What are we actually saying when we say these words? What is the point that we're trying to say over here? So I'm going to share with you the understanding that the Hirsch says. Because we have to understand in general, what does it mean when we're giving Kadosh Baruch Hu a bracha? Hashem's great name should be Mevorach. So what does it mean when we're giving a bracha to Kodesh Baruch Hu? Baruch Hu to Hashem. Every time we say bracha to Hashem, we need to understand what exactly is taking place over there. So the Radak, in one of the Meforshim on Tanakh, has a sefer which he called Michlol, where he wrote like a dictionary, and he says that the word when you use the word Baruch, referring to Hashem, it just means that Hashem is praised. So Hashem's great name should be praised from all the time. Baruch to Hashem, Hashem is praised. And that would be the simpler understanding. However, Rav Hirsch in his way, and Rav Chaim Volozhiner and Nefesh HaChaim in his way, brings multiple proofs that the word Baruch means the language of increasing. So we will go through that more in detail in the next shiur, but let's just point out that the Maral points out that the word Baruch, the root of it is the word Barech, Beis, Reish, Chof, and all of these numbers, all of these letters, when you look at their gematria, they are doubles. Bays is doubles of the single integers, the single digits. It's double of 1. Resh is double of 100. And Chav is double of 10. So it's 2, 20, and 200. So all of the numbers are being doubled. So that's the idea of Baruch is increasing, being marbe. So when I give a person a bracha, I'm talking about that he should have something increased in his life. But the question, of course, we need to explain is how does that apply to Hashem? When we talk about Hashem, it should be Baruch. What does that mean? So Be'ez Hashem, in the next year, we will talk about that. Have a good day.